Well, it's certainly been a subject that the world has been paying attention to for most of that period of time. And we've noted repeatedly on this program that there's intense global interest in the American campaign. And to talk about it, we've asked two more journalists from countries not in the United States, not part of the United States, to give us a sense of how readers and listeners and viewers across the world are looking at the campaign. Joining us now is Fernando Rodriguez, who's a reporter and columnist for the Brazilian newspaper Folha de São Paulo, and Chidu Rajgada is a foreign editor of the Times of India. They both join us from Washington, D.C. Fernando and Chidu, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, John. Hi.
Glad to be with you.
Chidu, let me begin with you. People in India have a lot of very pragmatic policy concerns uppermost in their minds, I suspect, as they look at this presidential campaign. There's been a lot of Indian-U.S. news in that relationship over the last few months.
Yeah, absolutely. At a very practical day-to-day level, there's the whole economic relationship, we live in a world where a lot of barriers have collapsed. So there's a movement of jobs back and forth. You guys would have heard of the term outsourcing or offshoring. Anybody who has any transaction, with any entity, you know that many of your calls go to India. So there's the whole job issue, and then there's the strategic issue. Particularly the war on terror, and India has always believed that it's one of the primary victims, terrorism.
And you didn't even mention the nuclear exchange agreement, which is also an interesting policy development that's taken place during the last months of the Bush administration. Fernando, is there a policy that's driving the interest in Brazil, or is it more a question of race?
It's pretty much economic issues that drive the coverage of this election in Brazil most of the time, John. And Brazil has had so many economical ties with the United States because of the financial crisis. There's been so much interest in who is going to be the next president and how he will grapple with this crisis and how will he deal with allies like Brazil in the coming months and years. So that's one of the major issues being present in our coverage in Brazil.
Certainly in the United States, we're used to foreign journalists covering all aspects of our popular culture, and Hollywood gets as much coverage as anything in the United States in overseas newspapers. How do you cover the presidential campaign differently than you cover, say, the home life of Angelina Jolie, Fernando?
Well, it's not much different than the American media. We have five people here from our newspaper right now in the United States. Actually, it's only two who are based here permanently, but right now we have three more, and I am being one of them, to help and cover the election. We go places like we follow McCain, we follow John McCain, we follow Barack Obama. We go to D.C., where I am right now, talking to authorities about the economic prospects for next year. We pretty much do a very similar job as the American media. Of course, not with the intensity of American newspapers, but we do have everyday articles about what's going on with the American presidential race.
Chidu Rajgada, does the readers of the Times of India have a strong preference one way or another in this race?
I would say so, although I think my sense is that worldwide, including India, there's a great deal of excitement about the candidature of Barack Obama. This is an extraordinary election. Even in normal times, U.S. elections attract a lot of interest because, its impact is felt throughout the world. The results are relevant throughout the world. This one is extraordinarily interesting simply because there's a minority candidate and also there's a woman on the ticket. Unless you think this is something very flattering, I should say most of the world thinks, particularly India, we think the U.S. is behind the curve, these kind of things have already happened, particularly in South Asia, if you've had minority candidates and women on the ticket. So it's generated a lot of interest, and particularly Obama's candidature, I'd say, has generated a lot of interest. People are really looking at level of the full maturity of U.S. democracy.
Quickly, Chidu and Fernando, how are you handling the Palin story? Fernando, you begin. That's our last question.
We are covering Sarah Palin with not as much interest as the American media, because that's not big business in Brazil. But I'm just add to something that you've just mentioned. Like in Brazil, Brazil has the second largest black population in the world after Nigeria. And of course, Obama is being seen as the preferred candidate for most of the people. Actually, as a matter of fact, it was this poll last week showing that Obama gets the support of nearly 70% of the Brazilian voters, which is
that's
understandable.
That's interesting. Chidu, last question. Palin, is it a big deal in India?
Absolutely. A lot of interest, simply because, in the South Asian context, almost every South Asian country has had a woman leader, a woman executive. Yep. So they're all looking to how Palin will figure.
You're way ahead of us. Chidu Rajgada, foreign editor of the Times of India, and Fernando Rodriguez, a columnist for the newspaper Folha de São Paulo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.